AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Police in the Nancy Guthrie investigation say a glove's DNA did not match anything in a national database. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Investigators searching for Nancy Guthrie were hoping DNA from a discarded glove might yield clues, but a match was not found in the National CODIS database. Still, they're not giving up. That glove seemed to match ones worn by the masked man seen on camera on Guthrie's porch when she went missing after being dropped at home by family on January 31st. Police are still investigating that thread, including the mystery man's backpack, which may have come from Walmart, and are analyzing other DNA found at Guthrie's home and working to locate her through her pacemaker. Also, the sheriff Monday announcing they were ruling out her family and their spouses as suspects. I'm Julie Walker.
In Colorado, four people died in crashes involving over 30 vehicles, including six semi-trailers, on an interstate just south of Pueblo yesterday. Authorities say blowing dirt made it nearly impossible to see. 29 people were taken to the hospital with injuries ranging from minor to severe. In other news, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has the latest on Kilmar Abrego Garcia's case.
A federal judge says ICE cannot re-detain the Salvadoran national whose case has become a focal point in the immigration debate. Kilmar Abrego Garcia has lived in Maryland for years after coming to the U.S. illegally as a teen. He was mistakenly deported to his home country last year, and since his return in June, the Homeland Security Department's been trying to send him to a series of African countries. But the judge in Maryland says a 90-day detention period has expired, and the government has no viable plan for deporting Abrego Garcia.
This is AP News. The AP's Ed Donahue reports on more U.S. boat strikes.
The military says three boats accused of smuggling drugs in Latin American waters were hit, killing 11 people. It's one of the deadliest days of the Trump administration's campaign against alleged traffickers. Videos posted by Southern Command show the boats either moving or bobbing in the water before the explosions engulf them in flames. People can be seen sitting in two of the small open vessels before they're destroyed. At least 145 people have been killed since the administration began targeting those it calls narco-terrorists in small vessels since early September. Critics have questioned the overall legality of the strikes, as well as their effectiveness, in part because the fentanyl behind many fatal overdoses is typically trafficked to the U.S. over land from Mexico. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.